Posloucháte Total Film Podcast. Klaustrofobní thriller V pasti staví na jednoduché, ale funkční a intenzivní premise. Když se zlodějček z tváří Billa Skarsgårda vloupe do luxusního SUV, zjistí, že z něj není úniku a že se stal obětí zlomyslné hry jeho majitele.
What do you want?
You're in my car.
Na remakeu argentinského snímku 4x4 se spolu se Samem Raimim podílel i český producent Petr Jákl a i díky tomu hlavní hvězda přiletěla do Prahy na evropskou premiéru filmu.
It's a wonderful time in Prague. No, it's great. It's great. I love this city and it's really great to be back.
Skarsgård tu nedávno dotočil hororového Nosferatu, strávil tu ale několik měsíců i na place Vrány a čtvrtého Johna Wicka. Do našeho hlavního města se tedy rád vrací. Nejen o tom, ale i o přístupu k jeho postavám i spolupráci s českým producentem jsme si s ním dostali příležitost krátce popovídat. Rozhovor vám přinášíme v originále, na webu ale najdete jeho český přepis a na YouTube kanále si můžete pustit titulkovaný vlog z premiéry. Připravil Martin Mažáry.
Bill, have you seen the original Argentinian movie 4x4?
Yes, I have.
The one that you're remaking. And what captivated you more when you first saw it? Was it like the claustrophobic thrill of it, or was it the perhaps moral undercurrents? Let's say.
I thought it was a very effective movie. It was a fun ride. It was a very performance-driven film,
and I like the challenge of this type of film. Of my character's dramatical arc sort of really carries the film because there's not a lot to cut away from. So that was sort of a challenge and something I hadn't done before, and it's kind of trapped.
Well, many of your characters exist on the edge between, let's say, human and monstrous, such as Pennywise, the Crow, or Nosferatu. What's more disturbing, let's say, is it like this horror creature from the dark, or is it more down to earth, a human evil for you to portray?
You know, I think for me, in terms of performing, to play someone that's evil but human and that evokes stuff inside of you that you go like, oh, maybe I'm capable of this stuff, or I have these stuff inside of me is more unsettling for your psyche. And I think real life monsters are more scary than the ghosts and fairy tales.
I gotta say, this man is the sweetest man I've ever met. And, you know, the evil in him, I don't know, just like, you know, I don't know how he does that, but, you know, whenever he's on the screen, I see it in his eyes, but normally I don't see it.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I'm an actor!
Yeah!
Exactly!
And when it's just you and a camera in such a confined space as in the car in this movie, is it more, let's say, difficult for you to lose yourself in the character than when you're wearing all these costumes and lots of makeup, such as in other movies that you did?
If you're ever, you know, you can, as an actor, you use the set buildings and you try to kind of believe in this illusion that you're trying to portray. You're helped by your co-stars, and if your co-stars are great, they are present and there and alive in front of you, so that helped. And you can lose yourself completely in a scene just because of your co-star and the structure of a scene. This one was very tricky because a lot of it was just a camera, me in a car, and our first AD reading Williams's lines. So I didn't even have Anthony Hopkins there. Eventually we had him recording and I was fed into an earpiece his pre-recorded dialogue, which was helpful, but it's different because I know that it's pre-recorded, so I don't hear him. His cadence doesn't change depending on my performance. The execution of it becomes very, you know, isolated, and it forces you to perform on command without much help. I mean, the example I've been using on this one has been, you know, the scene where I'm freezing and when I'm sweaty?
Yeah.
There was no way, the car was not working, so it was unregulated, the car. And when I was hot, I'm sitting in my underwear, they spraying me with cold water, and this is like in November in Vancouver. Freezing, so I'm freezing, yeah. And I'm like pretending to be hot. And then when I'm cold, I was like wrapped in all these layers, sweating, so sweaty. So that's the example of the performance.
Acting, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, you're cold, pretend to be hot, you're hot, pretend to be cold.
That was sort of the
experience always
of the whole
movies,
film.
Movie world. Yeah.
And would you guys say that the car that you were shooting in, and I heard that you had three, was it more of a co-star or was it just a prop?
No, it was for sure a co-star. I mean, budget-wise, it was the most expensive
yeah,
co-star.
Exactly. It was the most expensive co-star.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of work went into that car.
But was it fun when you were, you know, just like driving, I mean, not driving, but sitting in the car and just like in the streets, you know, they were chasing?
Yeah, we had a stunt driver driving that. I mean, to David's credit, the director, I mean, he wanted to shoot as much practical as he could. I mean, and it was, you know, a week or so on a stage for logistical reasons, but a lot of it was practical. And whenever we shot practical, like the car driving around, me flying around, like I'm actually flying around in the car. Yeah. So you can just, all you need to do is just exaggerate a little bit, but it helps. I'm not sure if fun was the right word for it.
Bleeding all over the, just like...
I was so exhausted every time because it's like, that was like a 4-minute scene that when they're driving up onto the...
On the parking lot, yeah.
And it's a one-taker, it's not edited as a one-taker, but we shot it, you know, with a camera on me and then just 4 or 5 minutes of you know, I'm sick, let me out, you know. And... it would have been fun if I could enjoy it, but I had to pretend as I'm being screaming at the top of my lungs. So I remember every take, I was just like, my throat was all sore from screaming. There was a lot of screaming in this one.
And would you say that it was harder to find, let's say, tension in such a confined space? Maybe perhaps compared to the huge medieval sets that you directed. Did it help you? Was this something that you were drawn to, or was it more complicated?
It was really tough for Bill because, you know, acting, just being alone on a set is really difficult, you know, for your mindset, you know, just to be concentrated. Everybody is just looking at only you and you and you. And it's just the responsibility also, just because if you're not good, the movie would not be good. And of course, it's big difference if you have like, you know, 300 people on set, you know, or one actor on set, you know. I was not directing this one, so it was different. But it's just like, you know, I saw like, you know, for the crew, it was much easier. For him, it was much more difficult. It's more difficult if, you know, when fighting somewhere, of course, is physically difficult, but this was mentally difficult. And that's what I value the most on this, you know, because then the performance is deep and you can see it, you know, how he was struggling. And that's really good for the movie. So pain is good, you know.
Yeah. No pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain, exactly.
One last question. Bill, you've worked in Prague before, of course. Do you feel like you're watching the city through different eyes each time, as an actor, as a guest, and now when hosting the premiere? Is it different somehow?
Yeah, well, I've been getting the question. It's like, oh, how do you like Prague? And it's like, I love Prague. And again, I've done actually 3 films, but in the past couple of years, 2 films here, 4 months each time. So long productions. Everything that you like about a city, though, I mean, it's very beautiful. The people are great. Food's great. Like, great culture. It's extraordinarily beautiful, the city. But I have so many sort of emotional memories from like. A film, especially if it's a very demanding production for you as an actor, that journey of making the film is kind of hard to explain to people who are not in the film industry. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's a whole adventure. It's an epic. It's like you get really close to all these people and like you go through emotional different things and, you know, you can be whatever. It's a whole journey. And I've had two very different journeys in the city. So coming here, it's just like, I don't know. I have a lot of, it's emotionally charged, the city, for me in a good way. So I came in today and I was just like looking at, you know, at the city as we're driving through it. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this. Oh yeah, I remember that. Oh yeah, right, that. And it feels kind of very familiar to me in that way. And the driver drove me was just like, here's the opera house. I'm like trying to like guide me. I'm like, dude, I know. I know my way around. I've been meaning to come back. It's a year and a half since the last time I was here, and I've been meaning to come back. Yeah. So I'm happy to be here and just enjoying it.
Jsme rádi, že nás posloucháte. Pro dnešek je to všechno.
Good to have you back. Enjoy your time here.
Yeah,
thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Sledujte Total Film Podcast pro další zajímavé novinky, rozhovory i speciální obsah, který jinde nenajdete. Naslyšenou příště.